Hey everyone, this is Kurt Franken with the Leading Saints podcast. Now, we don't yet have released our episode for this week, but it's coming. It's in the editing process and it's coming. But in the meantime, especially throughout this week, I am going to be sharing with you various clips from our upcoming summit called the Liberating Saints Virtual Summit. Now, this is an online conference that's free to for anybody to attend. And it starts September 10th. And you just have to go to leadingsaints.org/liberating. To register. The link is in the notes of this episode to quickly go there and register. Again, it's free and you can watch it from anywhere in the world because it's a virtual conference that is happening virtually, obviously. And I want to give you a taste throughout this week of various clips of various interviews that I did with individuals that are part of the summit, really smart, just fantastic, well-experienced individuals that know some best practices and helpful ways that anybody can approach this topic of the dangers of pornography and helping people avoid that trap that's in the lives of so many. And Adina Alexander, she is the founder and CEO of Educate and Empower Kids. She writes these great books. I have a few of them myself. I've read with my kids of really just starting these conversations in a non-awkward way with your kid or your kids in order to have have this dialogue early on. So that they're not going to school and finding out things there that maybe you don't have control over those conversations. So in this clip, she gives us some great tips on how to start the conversation with kids about the dangers of pornography.
They're going to be able to say, "Hey, mom, I heard this word. What does it mean?" Instead of thinking, "I can't talk about it," or, "You know, we only talk about this topic at family home evening. I can't say that." You know, no, they should know that they can ask you that. So that's why it is casual. That's why maybe with one kid, it's after school. Maybe you have a long drive to soccer practice. Use that time. Don't just give them a device and don't just blast the radio. Turn it off and have a discussion about pornography, about something you're concerned about. Now, again, a lot of parents, okay, where do we start? Okay, I'm ready to talk about pornography. Now, where do I start? I think it's important that you define it. Help your kids know what you're talking about, because they may have heard this word at church. They've heard it in general conference, but what is it exactly? Help your kids know that, and for a young kid, it can be a very simple definition. Pornography is pictures or videos of people with little or no clothing on. Okay, that's the basic right there. Then if you feel like they're ready, then you add that next layer where you say, and usually there is sexual behavior in it. Now we say that because they might see a piece of art, they might see a statue at a museum. They need to know that's not pornography, right? That is art and help. That's another great discussion with school age kids, you know, elementary to high school. What's the difference between art and pornography? That's another fabulous discussion you can have, but helping your kids understand that's what it is, you know, and then also letting them know some of the places that they might be exposed. And then you want to give them a plan. Okay. What should we do if you see it? Okay. How do we get out of that situation? You're at a friend's house. Maybe you're going to role play. Okay. They show you, "Hey, I got to show you something," because I cannot count how many stories I've heard from kids where a friend says, I got to show you something. Or my older brother showed me this, or I just saw this, because they are like freaked out, but maybe they're also excited about it, whatever. And they might be thinking their friend is showing them a video game. Their friend is showing them a cool new, you know, Marvel, you know, movie that's coming out, whatever. But instead they have to have a plan. You've seen it, identify it, recognize that that's what it is, and you need to get away from it. So help your kids and help them be a voice here. Let them help formulate this plan. Is there a code word? Are you going to call me right away? What can you say to your friends? Is it just going to be as simple as, "I don't want to see that," or "That's not cool. I don't want to, you know, that's gross," you know, whatever, something simple that they can say to their friends to get out of that situation. Then it's important that they know they need to talk to you about it, because even as middle schoolers and teenagers, their interpretation is very different, right? So you can help them make sense of it. That's that, what can they do with those feelings of embarrassment and shame plus arousal? They're going to have those feelings, and you want to even let your kids know, as if they can understand 8, 9, 10, 11, you might feel that you might feel guilt, but you also might feel turned on by this. That's natural and normal, but that still doesn't make it okay. So that's also a great opportunity to talk about your rules for it. I understand that you might be exposed, but if you start seeking this out, there are going to be consequences in our home. And this is what they are. Now, they're not going to be consequences like you're taking your phone away for a year or you'll never get on the internet again. We're going to keep it simple, right? Because the more you create it as this forbidden fruit, but also the more you come down on your kids about this, the more shame they're going to feel, right? So we want to kind of keep it simple, but also keep our eye on it very strongly.
I love that.
Now, as they're older, you want to be able, you can, I'm thinking between the ages 10 and up, they can understand some of these deeper topics, right? That pornography, there's nothing intimate in it, and that it will destroy a relationship and destroy intimacy because there is no portrayal of love and kindness and giving, caressing, holding, kissing, that there's so little of that. You want to help them understand, this is why I want you to stay away from it. That it has addictive qualities, but that also it will destroy your ideas of intimacy. And to me, it's particularly important that it, to help our kids understand that it dehumanizes people, that it turns them into objects, that it turns women in particular into just something that you can get rid of, right? That you can just have sex with and throw away. So this is important. So as we continue in these discussions, we want to talk about media literacy. So media literacy is the ability to understand images, newspaper articles, videos, and to be able to deconstruct them. The reason why this is so critical in this day and age is because we now live in an image-based culture. Our kids are not based like I was when I grew up. My parents had a newspaper, and that was considered the better source of information than the nightly news, right? We don't, because our kids get most of their information and we get most of our information from videos and pictures, we need to learn to break those apart. And so we need to ask ourselves and our kids, can you break this apart? When you look at an advertisement like we have here, what is really going on? Is that fun? Is that, you know, Nerf gun ever as fun as it appears? That kid looks super tough with that Nerf gun. Are you, you know, is that really how tough you are? You know, is that person totally Photoshopped like this young woman here? What does it mean? Why do we, you know, why do advertisers do that? You know, because again, if they can deconstruct images in the culture and videos, they will be able to deconstruct pornography. They will be able to look and see that's fake. Nope, women don't really want to be treated like that. Nope, that's not really how sex is. Mm. So that is why it's important for us to be able to deconstruct regular media, but also social media. Now, these are some images from my own social media. And when I go and I speak to parents and, you know, teachers, I'll ask, what am I selling? Because all of us are selling an image on social media. Yeah. And it's really important, again, that our kids understand that they are selling an image and their friends are selling an image. Mm. That when they come across porn on Snapchat or Instagram, they're being sold something. What are they being sold? And so I will usually let the audience know, I'm selling good mommy, right? Good mommy. Yeah. Good mommy takes her kids to the symphony. Good mommy takes her kids on trips. Good mommy forces her kids to do scouts and other service, right? So all of us, right? Even with less of intense, we're just selling, you know, we're showing our friends our curated view of our life. Oh, I'm not showing you the messy house that I had this morning. I'm not showing you, and this is for real, that like right now my floors are ripped up, right? We had some flooding. We just moved into this house and we had flooding. I'm not showing you that on my social media. I have barely mentioned that on my social media, but I'm going to show you the lovely trip I took, whatever. And that's what most of us are doing. Right? So again, it's important that our kids understand that this is the culture we're living in. And this is not who we are, right? When you look at these pictures, you cannot see, oh, I bet she's having a hard time, or oh, I bet she's reading her scriptures really well, or do you know what I mean? You can't tell much about me. You don't know who I am from these pictures. And we don't know who other people are. Again, so that's where we need to step back, because it's not helping our spirits grow, right?
Yeah. So and I want to mention like one thing I love about that is that it's you don't have to show them a pornographic image to help them deconstruct it, right? You start with the innocent marketing campaigns and say, what is it that they're trying to sell, or break it down for me? Does it really feel like that? You know, and then it begins those wills, that skill set in their head to be able to do that. And so if they ever do see things that are closer to pornography, they can understand, okay, that maybe it was contrived that way. Maybe that's really not how it is, right? I think it's such a valid point.
And it really is a skill set. That's why, I mean, that is something worth revisiting over and over. You see a billboard, okay, what does that mean? You know, like when I drive in Utah, right? I want, you know, if you're in Utah, you are absolutely covered when it comes to laser treatments, right? I've never seen so many cosmetic surgery or cosmetic aids being sold to people. But when I go visit Utah, I'm like, there you go. You're covered. You don't like those bags under your eyes. You're covered, right? You want to laser some fat. You're covered, right? So use those billboards, use those things you see around you to have a great discussion with your kids. Why are they selling that? Why does she look like that? Why is that woman not allowed to be old? Why is she not allowed to have lines on her face or even pores? All of us have pores. All of us have lines on our face. But why is that not allowed in advertising? You know, what are they trying to sell? So again, great discussion.
And I think also with the helping them deconstruct, you know, their friends' social media, where, you know, there's all these studies you hear about where that self-esteem issues and depression come a lot from kids who are on social media, and they just see the best of everybody's life. And they think it's easy to think, well, that I'm the only person that's not sitting on the beach or going to do fun things. And so, but helping them see that, you know, talk themselves through it, it can really help them avoid some of those negative inner talk, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that's why, so like we wrote this book, it's called Petra's Power to See. So it's all about media literacy, but it's probably the only media lit book that talks about social media. And it talks about why we do the things we do, but it also mentions the positive things we can do on social media because, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a sec about, okay, you know, we've mentioned all these negatives and we know that technology is, you know, can be really dangerous, but there are positive things that we can do. You know, it's just important for us to realize how powerful images are, you know, maybe because there is a lot of debate about how addictive pornography is right now. And to me, I think who cares? It's wrong. Right. But also those images condition us. I love this. This is a researcher that I'm a big fan of. Her name is Dr. Gail Dines. And she says, images construct the way we think in the world. They jump off the pages and into our lives, our identity and our sexuality. And I wholeheartedly agree because you and I probably can picture how many different cartoon images from our youth. I haven't watched Scooby-Doo since I was a kid, but I can picture exactly what I saw in Scooby-Doo 30 years ago, right? That is how powerful images are. So if we want to think, oh yeah, pornography doesn't affect me, or watching this rated R movie doesn't affect me or my kids, it absolutely does.
All right, that concludes the clip with Dina Alexander that she will be presenting at the Liberating Saints Virtual Summit. There's well over an hour of conversation with her that really touches on various best practices on how to talk with kids about the dangers of pornography and also just about sexuality in general that every parent obviously needs to have with their children. So this is one of many fantastic interviews and discussions that we have part of the Liberating Saints Virtual Summit that you can register by going to leadingsaints.org/liberating and there register for free so you don't miss it, which it all starts on September 10th.